This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And a swing and a drive. Left center fielding deep. This ball's got a chance. Cubs win the ball game. Justin Turner with a game-winning home run.
As soon as he hit it, the bat stayed in the air, and he knew it. Game over. Cubs win.
Pretty surreal. You know, you run around the bases, not really hearing anything, kind of blacked out, you know. It's a really good feeling to help this team win a ball game.
A swing and a liner down the left field line. Base hit. One run is in. Nico Hoerner rounding third. Nico scores. Cubs win the ball game. Justin Turner with a game-winning double.
Justin commits. You know, that's why he's been a great player for a long time. He commits, and he's committed 100% to that, to this role, to helping the team win.
That is a good montage of what happened yesterday. The Cubs take 2 of 3 from the Orioles, thanks in part to the man we're talking to now. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. And we go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Kind enough to join us after that heater, Justin Turner. How do you feel the day after one of those when it's a beautiful day in the city and you got a little time before the next game?
Yeah, woke up feeling pretty good this morning. So, obviously, a big swing for us yesterday and a chance to swing that series into our favor and, you know, feeling pretty good about it and looking forward to this, you know, division series coming up against the Reds and hopefully keep the momentum rolling.
You've had a couple of moments like this now, Justin. I'm just curious, you're playing less than you have ever in your career. What is it about that situation that you do to keep yourself ready?
Yeah, I think it's just about, you know, watching the game and seeing what's going on and trying to think along with Craig and Flash and what their moves are going to be. And, you know, obviously, you know, guy hits a leadoff double in the ninth and there's a chance they can tie it. I look down at the monitor, see a lefty up in the bullpen, know that, you know, we have some left-handed hitters coming up in the bottom of the ninth, and there's a chance that I might hit for one of them. So go down in the cage and start getting prepared. So it's really just thinking the game and trying to make sure you're ready all the time and you don't get caught off guard when they tell you, you know, you're going to go hit for somebody.
All right, I got a couple things for you. Couple things for you. When, Justin, did you make the decision that you were going to be first pitch hunting? Because you look pretty confident in that swing, in that moment. When did that come to your head? That's the first thing I want to know.
Well, I know he's got a good fastball, and I know he likes, against righties especially, to try to, you know, duff that fastball inside. And then he's got a really good changeup that he throws off of it, and so just wanted to make sure I was on time for the fastball. When you're pinch hitting, it's hard to give away a pitch, right? Especially when you're facing closers and setup guys, you don't want to give them a free strike. That might be the only good pitch you get to hit the whole at bat. So, just wanted to make sure I was on time, make sure I was ready for the fastball. And, you know, I got one that I think he was trying to go in and he left over the middle of the plate.
Yes, he did. And you blasted it squarely. The other thing I want to know, too, is because I was feeling really good in that moment for Daniel Palencia because he's been so good this year. He's out there pumping 102. How gratifying is it for you to have that aspect with that player, obviously with the hit being the big deal, but how good did it feel to help out Palencia in that place?
Yeah, he's been so good for us all year and coming in, locking down games. And like Craig said, like he's still human. He's still going to give up a run every now and then. And honestly, he did a great job, and Craig said this too, is of not letting it get to him. And and keeping it to just one run. The inning could have spiraled out of control and put us in a deeper hole, but you know, he got us out of it, gave up the one, and gave me a chance to come up and have that big swing. So love DP, love his energy. Obviously, again, throwing the ball so well for us, and to be able to pick him up after he's picked us up so many times this year was a good feeling. And then he literally picked me up after I crossed home plate. So, that was one of the biggest bear hugs I think I've ever had. So didn't need to see the chiropractor after that one.
The picture of that, Justin, is pretty epic. The you jumping into the arms and Daniel, that might be get turned into a meme in the clubhouse. If I know anything about, you know, you guys being able to hang up a picture and have a joke, that the picture is pretty epic. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I posted about it. And I think, you know, one thing that's probably goes unnoticed is, you know, DP blew a save right there, and he could have easily gone down underneath and gone in the clubhouse and, you know, felt sorry for himself and been pissed off. But the fact that he was standing right there at home plate when I crossed, you know, is says a lot about him and the teammate that he is. And he stayed out there, and, you know, he cares about winning the game. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about feeling sorry for him, but just the fired up excitement to be able to win the game and that he was still out there, I think speaks volumes about who he is as a person. So
we're happy to talk to Justin Turner, the man who hit the walk-off to take the series from the Orioles yesterday at Wrigley. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody and On the Score. And I really appreciated, Justin, both what you said after the game, talking about the discussion that you had with Craig Counsell about what your role was going to be on the team and how that was going to play out. And then also what Craig had to say about it. What were your impressions of just that discussion that you two had to be able to be doing what you're doing now with this Cubs team?
Yeah, I mean, it like I said, it took some, I feel like it took a little convincing on my part to even be in a Cubs uniform this year, because, you know, Craig was upfront and honest from the first phone call we had about what our situation was and what the personnel was here. And, you know, that on paper is if everyone's healthy, you know, there wasn't going to be a lot of at bats for me. But again, I wanted to come somewhere where we were going to have a chance to win a championship, and I want to win a championship. And I knew this place, was going to be special. I played against them for a long time. I've seen what they had. I see what they done in the off season. So, it was something that I wanted to be a part of, and no matter what the role is, you know, I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to, you know, be as prepared as possible to do everything I can to help us win ball games. And I've said it a million times, whether that's cheering guys on, whether that's having conversations, whether that's pinch hitting or playing first to give guys some days off, coming in late in the games or in blowouts to play third, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the goal at the end of the day is to win a championship. So I feel pretty good about our chances. Huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago.
Justin, you've been a part of so many teams that have made these playoff pushes as we come down the stretch here last 2 months of the season. I'm very curious as to what you thought about the trade deadline, how things went, and how much this team improved compared to other teams around the league.
Yeah, the trade deadline is always a tricky thing. I've been around for a lot of them. I've been on teams that have made a big, sexy splashes and went out and got the big household names. And I've been on teams that have done more subtle things and maybe not so popular with the fans. And the thing about it is you just never know. You can go get the, you know, the superstar, the megastar, and it doesn't always translate to championships. I thought, you know, what Jed did, bringing in the bullpen arms that he did, and Going and getting Willie Castro, who's a fantastic player, by the way, super talented and can play all over the field. I thought he did a great job. And, you know, I think it's easy for fans with what was out there to overlook the fact that I think at the time of the trade deadline, we had the second best record in baseball. So we already had a pretty good product on the team, and finding ways to not only make us better this year, but also protect the future of the Chicago Cubs and all the prospects that we have that are going to help this team for a long time in the future, I think was pretty evident that was the strategy Jed took into this.
We're talking to Justin Turner here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
I love how engaged you are in all of that and how specific you are with all of that. And, you know, one of the things that is said about you and that you have probably even said is that you're engaged in other people's success at this point in your career. We've talked about it all year long. Your biggest value has been in the clubhouse. Now the hit tool coming on a little bit stronger. Obviously, that was your biggest moment, I think, probably in a Cubs uniform. My question is, Justin, how long did it take you to get to a point where you accept in your career that you're the guy who's engaged in other people's success? And you're obviously very interested in your own, too. But to have that part, was that hard to do? Because most guys want to be about themselves, which is understandable.
I mean, I think I've always had that aspect in me and wanted to. You hear about, you know, what makes great players great. And everyone talks about, you know, great players want to make everyone else around them better. And so that was something I always, you know, it always sat with me. Like, great players always make everyone around them better. And that's something that, you know, I take a lot of pride in. I love talking and investing and working with guys. And, you know, I think it's something that's always been a part of me. Now, once the back of my baseball card kept getting bigger and better and more stats on it, obviously, I think it's easier to have those conversations with some guys. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've experienced in my career, I've gone through just about everything. I've been a 25th man. I've been traded. I've been designated for assignment. I've been non-tendered. I've been a role player. I've been an all-star. Won a championship. Starter every day. So I feel like I have a pretty good idea and how to relate with just about everyone on the roster, because I've been through just about everything that everyone's going to go through. So, you know, I do take a lot of pride in it. And like I said, I do care more about everyone in the room than I do myself. Obviously, I want to do well, but I think if everyone is reaching their potential and having success, then that's going to help us, you know, achieve the ultimate goal. And that, like I said, that's the winning the championship.
Well, we also know that you care about people you don't even know. It was a really cool thing, Justin, to see that you and your family matched all the donations up to $10,000 for a 30-minute period in the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. You know, thanks to help from people like you and others, we were able to raise $750,000 over that for cancer research. What does that mean to you to just be able to give back in the ways that you and your foundation does?
Yeah, I think that's something that's really important for us as baseball players to understand the platform that we have and how lucky and privileged we are to be in the position that we are. And anytime my wife, Court, and I get a chance to give back or have an impact on the community or raise awareness for different causes that are going on, you know, we love to get involved and we love to do that. And in fact, after I made the $10,000 announcement with Marquee, my wife called me and said, you know what, we're honoring Rhino this weekend. Let's make it $23,000. Nice. So we bumped it up to $23,000 in honor of Rhino and matched up to 23. And I think, you know, the fundraiser was a huge success and, you know, all for a great cause, one, to raise research and awareness for cancer and to help out foundations and families who are going through the unthinkable, but also to honor and remember, you know, Rhino's legacy.
I love that level of passion, especially from your wife. I understand she also has a passion for the local football team in town. I'm curious as to if you share that passion and what that originates from, if you will.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I walk downstairs and I see her wearing Duh Pope shirt.
Bears.
She is a huge Bears fan, loves the Bears. I actually am a Dolphins fan. Everyone asks me how I'm a Dolphins fan because I'm from L.A., but the L.A. teams left when I was 10 years old, so I've been rooting for the Dolphins. So with the house divided and
big week.
You know, we have Bears and Dolphins stuff all over the house, and you know, she's ran a fantasy football league for like 15 years now. She loves it. She's so into it, and we'll definitely be getting to some Bears games in September and October. So as long as the schedule is permitting,
I know people. I could probably get you in. Yeah, I may even be able to get her into practice.
There we go. Well, I'm also a big USC Trojan fan, so Kayla Williams is there, so I might have to buy my first Bears jersey this year. So
I love it. You know what? I do this thing, Justin, where I give out Bears to people like it's a scale. Like you get 5 Bears, 6 Bears, 7 Bears on a scale of 1 to 10. Because your wife is a Bears fan and you're talking about buying Bears gear, sir, you just got yourself 6 automatic Bears out of 10. 6 Bears out of 10.
I love it.
Congratulations.
Well, if I told you the name of her fantasy football league, I think that number would go up.
Go ahead, give it to us. I got more Bears here in my bag. I can give some more out.
The name of her fantasy football league for as long as I've been in it is Put Your Dicka in My Bucket.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm overwhelmed.
How many more Bears is that, Mark?
Oh, my God. That is spur of the moment. Do you have any family, Justin, that is from Chicago? Anybody that is from Chicago?
I don't have any
okay.
family from
I
Chicago,
wanted to,
but courts from Northwest Indiana. So.
Okay.
The region.
9.5 Bears is where you are, my friend. Congratulations.
And she has a podcast, right? Doesn't that up the Bears total to 10 then?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She does have a podcast, yeah.
Where she talks about the Bears?
Oh, she talks about the Bears all the time.
10 Bears.
It's not strictly
10 Bears.
About the Bears. It's
10 Bears.
Wait, so who's the bigger sports fan between you two? Because it sounds like it might be Courtney.
It's definitely her. I mean, I love sports and I love being a part of it, but I like baseball. Now she is always locked in, dialed in. You know, I come home after games and I give her 3 questions after every game that she asks about the game, and she doesn't even like sitting in the family section because it's too distracting because she actually watches our games and is into the game. So she's like, any chance I get to not sit in the family section and have to like get polled left and right about, you know, everyone talking about whatever, she's like, I'd rather sit there and actually watch the game. So
we got to get her in studio.
I was gonna say, can she do sports talk radio? Because
yeah,
like,
we got to get her in studio.
We definitely have a place for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
If she wants to,
she would love it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's she would love it. She can do it.
That's happening. And in the meantime, like, this is a big Sunday for you guys because, number one, Sunday Night Baseball against the Cardinals. But number two, Dolphins-Bears preseason game. So, like, what happens? Does she care about the preseason?
Well, I mean, she would tell you that the preseason doesn't really mean much after last year's preseason for the Bears. They went 4-0 and it didn't go too well. So she's not putting a lot of stock into the preseason right now.
Oh,
but
man.
It's always nice to win no matter what.
She's good and jaded, too.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, I think you bring up a good point because there are a lot of people from Southern California who didn't have football who cheer for other teams. How did you land on the Dolphins?
Right. Well, I was in 94, so I was 10 at the time, and I had an older cousin who was a big Dolphins fan. He loved Dan Marino. Dan Marino was great, obviously. So I spent a lot of Sundays with him watching the Dolphins, and also I think the thing that really pushed me over the top was a movie called Ace Ventura had just come out.
Yes!
the big Ray Finkel fan, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
RF, baby.
This has been fantastic. Justin, I know it was probably a rough weekend, and I think that walk-off home run lifted a lot of spirits, to say the very least, and this has been just an absolute joy. Courtney is welcome on our shows, plural, because I know she'd be welcome in any time slot. Anytime, we will make it happen.
Bears.
Love it. We'll get her on there to talk about some Bears football then.
This is amazing. And in the meantime, thank you so much for helping donate to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. That was wonderful. The Red Turn 2 Foundation does a lot of good work, and I want to shout that out as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anything else we need to know about your foundation before we let you go, because you've done so much for us in this conversation?
Court and I started it in 2017, and we do a lot of work with homeless veterans and kids in hospitals battling different illnesses and diseases. And if you want to see what we're up to or get involved, you can go to JustinTurnerFoundation.com and, see everything we're doing, what we're doing in the community and how we're impacting lives. And we have no employees. It's me and Court who run the whole thing. So if you email us, one of us will answer, most likely Court. And every single penny that gets donated to us goes to helping someone in need. So we love your support. And even if it's not us, go give back. Go help out in your community and help lift somebody up who's in need right now. So the world needs it.
Love Amen. That message. Thank you Love so it. Much, Justin. Thanks for taking the time. And Courtney's podcast, I think, just gained a lot more listeners thanks to the score. So thank you for mentioning that, too.
Yeah, Holding Court. Go check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.